And welcome to the Jeff Boris Show at FM Talk 106.5. Thanks for staying with us on this Monday morning. Text line 251-343-0106. Joining us now, it's been a bit, but in his new role as well, but he's now the majority leader in the Alabama State Senate, our good friend Steve Livingston. Senator, good morning. How are you?
Good morning, Jeff. Hope you're doing well today.
Doing well. Thanks good. For making time. Thanks for coming by. Well, let's kick off here. Since we haven't really talked a whole lot since you've been leader, but how's that been going for you?
You know, we had a good session this last time. We managed to get through some good red meat Republican bills and came down to some other issues dealing during the session with the workforce and whatnot, and then we ended the session with a wham.
Right. Well, and talk about that. I mean, is it – it seemed a little bumpy between the House and the Senate there, but is that going to kind of resolve itself before next year, you think?
Oh, absolutely, yeah. It probably already has resolved itself. You know, they send us stuff, and we change it, and we send them stuff, and they change it. That's what happens. That's why there's two bodies.
Right. Well, it's...
And then we send it to the governor, and she changes it. So.
Executive amendments, yeah. It's an interesting process, but gambling was kind of the anomaly, where it felt like the House and the Senate weren't on the same page. Everything else, though, if you look before the halfway point, before the softball game, y'all kind of, just the first 2 weeks in the House, they had gambling, but everything else seemed to kind of work. It's
very well balanced, yeah. Other than that one issue, I think.
Yeah. Well, so what do you think this, going forward, now that that's in the rearview mirror, not gambling, I think, I don't know, I may be wrong, but it doesn't seem like it's going to come back. But what's left is quadrennium.
There'll be some issues come up that we did not get to this last year. Obviously, some that we did and the House didn't do will come back next year. This, I think, dealing with the library boards and then also with our archives folks and some others that we did not get cleaned up totally. They'll be back. And always some changes to be made in economic development and that workforce package that helps us get folks back to work.
But you feel pretty good about the accomplishments thus far. I mean, I was talking to a lot of members, Senator. If y'all had quit at halftime, it still would have been a pretty fairly decent session, right?
If we'd have quit at halftime, it would have been a great session. You know, those 10 bills, I guess, that we ran through, including the in vitro fertilization, any one of those items inside a legislative session would have been a really big lift, but to do the 8 or 9 or 10 of them that we did, and including having that thrown on us at the last kind of a last minute to take care of, and you know that's an issue that may be back next year. Who knows?
We all are very nimble, being able to do that, and the curveballs that were thrown at you. I guess it's just part of the job.
Jack be nimble, Jack be quick.
Yeah. Well, beyond statewide, we haven't talked in a while. Kind of coming up to your part of the state, what's ever going to happen to Bellefonte?
Bellefonte has been obviously, you know, TVA opted not to sell it, and then it got put into their put back into their inventory program. They are looking at TVA is looking at some sort of power generation out there in the future.
Really.
It may be what they would classify as small modular nuclear reactors, SMRs. We'd love to see some combination of something happen out there. They're a little bit behind the curveball. So back when Alabama Power, Southern Companies, was investing, $15 billion they were invested in Vogtle 3 and 4 that started in 2008, 2009, 2010, you know, TVA started scaling down. They were not looking for any future generations at that point in time. And while Southern Company had the foresight to go on and knowing that was coming, and of course you get into the late 2018, 19, 20s, and you got all the growth coming in the Tennessee Valley here, they've got to do something for power generation for the future to take care of our needs.
That's fascinating. But for the sake of our listeners out of Mobile, Bellefonte, for its Carter administration, goes all the way back to the, 70s?
1974.
Yeah, well, before the Carter administration, before I was born. This nuclear power plant, and it was on again, off again, on again, off again. And then finally, the last 10 years, there was some discussion about a public-private thing, and then that fell apart. But they built it up. The cooling towers are there. If you drive through Jackson County, if you drive down 72, like you're heading to Chattanooga, you see it. And it looks like a nuclear power plant, but it's kind of a ghost town, right?
It is a ghost town. There's not much activity going on out there. They do some training out there, military training, and FBI, I think, does a little training out there. But they really was basically 85% complete. When they walked away from it, they had an opportunity to sell it to a private investor and have an investment with a private investor, and they tried to make that happen, and it didn't happen at the last minute for multiple reasons. But in the meantime, you know, the valley's sitting there with this eyesore. So
yeah, well, for a summer I lived up there, and my college roommate was from Scottsboro, but that's what brought him to that area. His father was a nuclear physicist, and they just kind of wound up staying there the whole time. But like, people's lives were really impacted by this and what was going to happen. And then you and I would always talk about it when I first started radio in 19 in Huntsville. It was like, well, this would be such a big economic driver, but they just, whatever reason, the powers that be didn't want it to happen.
TVA has a little bit of an issue with the debt limit. They have a congressional debt limit set, and they don't have the money to complete the project. They are now saying that some of the scrap stuff they've taken out, they can't be replaced and all the above. So it won't, the plant itself as it is there won't come back as a nuclear facility. They could take small modular reactors or maybe even the model that Southern Company used down at Vogtle 3 and 4 of the AP-1000s and come back in. Cooling towers in shape, they could be used. Some of the everything but the reactors probably can be used out there. They just have to be rebuilt in some capacity.
Well, I'm eager to see how that's going to play out, but I'm glad to hear that something's going to happen out there. I mean, there was all kinds of speculation of what could happen, but
you know, that's 5,000-6,000 jobs when they're building out there for probably 5 years consecutively. It'll ramp up and ramp back down. But, you know, that's a huge economic investment there.
Yeah. We're joined by State Senate Majority Leader Steve Livingston here on the program. Back to what's going on kind of in Montgomery. I guess we'd be remiss not talking about gambling, but what happened there, you think? Did you see the way that played out coming?
The Senate pretty well did not have the votes to pass the House plan when it came up. We sent them back something that we could pass, and I think we only passed it by one vote when
right.
we sent it back. And we went to conference committee, and we just could not come to an agreement that both bodies could agree to be honest. So came down to the last minute, and there was a last attempt at the very last of the session to revive it, and votes were not there. Votes were just not there.
Yeah, well, it'll come back again. It's been coming back all my life.
It'll be back. It'll be back again, and probably stronger than ever. So we'll see what we can put together in the next few months. I don't know that it'll be back next year or the next year, but it'll be back at the first year of the next quadrennium for sure.
National politics, kind of a crazy time right now. We got election in November. Alabama's going to do what Alabama's going to do. We do have one competitive congressional race in the second congressional district. But the Joe Biden and what's going on in the country and it's impacting Alabama directly. I mean, what do you think?
I think President Trump will have a huge showing in Alabama this next time, and I think that will reflect very positively on CD2. I think Caroline Dobson down there will have a very good vote. She's got a strong opponent in Shamari figures, but I think this is going to be one the courts should have left long when it happens, so we'll see.
You think that's going to be revisited, like, because you were part of that, the reapportionment effort, and like I know there was some drama there, but I talked to Jerry Carl, and I talked to – I mean, they think that something else is going to happen and it's going to be sent back to you guys eventually.
You know, we take that case to court in February of this next year, 25, so we'll see what that three-judge panel does to that again. There's been some things that have happened in the 11th Circuit that makes it a little different. Also in South Carolina recently that changes some things, so – we'll see where we are in February with that. It'll all be a good time. The Senate has, you know, it's the Senate's case will be held in November of this next year. There's two seats that are at question there, Senate District 7 and Senate District 25. So we'll see what the court says about that. And that's down to a one judge panel there. So.
How'd you ever get into the apportionment business? Like, how did you wind up? You didn't seek this out, did you?
The pro tem asked me to do that, and I did.
Well, fair enough.
Yes.
So here we are today.
Yeah, here we are today. It's a joke, but it's the gift that keeps on giving. So.
Yeah. Well, best of luck there. Last question. We'll get you out of here on this, leader. This event. It's been going on 9 years now. But talk about how it came to be, and everything that. You know, now it's growing and growing and growing every year.
Yeah, you know, Nathaniel and I were up here 1 year at the Potato Festival, and I think after the first year we were elected, we started riding together in the parade, and we were doing that, and we just came up with a concept. He said, what if we cooked breakfast for everybody before the parade? And the next thing I know, you know, we did it, and like he said a little earlier today, we were a little unorganized that first year. I think we had the coffee ready at 7:30, but that was about it. And we got some folks volunteered to help us and really took over and made it quite a showing. We'll probably feed close to 300 people today. So,
well, the speaker's talking about it, and like it's like an old-timey political event. I mean, it's 4th of July, and we're celebrating the birthday of the country. But, like, our system of government, I mean, politics is just such a part of it.
All politics is local, and it can't get any more local than right here in Henniger, Alabama today.
Yeah, well, thanks for having us, and let's catch up again soon.
I appreciate it. Thanks, Jeff. Take care.
State Senate Majority Leader Steve Livingston here with us. We got to get a break in here. We'll be right back. This is the Jeff Porter Show on FM Talk 106.5.